Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And we will talk to the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation about that later on this morning. David Botner joins us, Executive Director of the New Orleans Mission. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Tommy.
Thanks for coming on. I've gotten a lot of texts from people, and I've noticed it myself, a lot of homeless encampments building up, and I presume the city's going to do a roundup, and then another one's going to pop up, and then they'll do a roundup, and another one's going to pop up. And I just wonder, is there any permanent solution to these temporary encampments?
Yeah, the answer, Tommy, has to be that you really change the law pertaining to encampments. It's gone the opposite direction in our city as to what's acceptable with an encampment and what's not. And I find it interesting when it comes to the encampment that we don't talk about the real root issue, which is men and women using drugs in our community on the streets openly, and women being sexually and physically assaulted in those camps. We keep talking about the issue of the encampments, where they can do it. It's legal for them to set up. I agree with that. The problem is what's taking place in the encampment is not illegal, which gives you the ability to remove it.
So when it comes to getting somebody out of an encampment, David, I'm going to ask this question, and it's going to sound harsh, and I don't mean it to, but is everybody that's involved in this either a victim of something, or they have a drug or alcohol problem or a mental problem, but are some of them just plain bums or hobos or whatever you want to say? Like, I know they had a problem with people on Esplanade Avenue that were younger that just need to find somewhere to go or something to do.
Well, the answer is, of course, A, that the majority have a drug addiction that has led to then mental illness. And the root, of course, is a heart condition for all of them. But the ones that you see on the street today have all of the above in the questions that you ask. And they're not ready for change. And they believe that they just don't want any rules. And you and I both know in our own homes that wouldn't work out with our children. And it can't work out for men and women that are struggling with addiction, where we just say, hey, go live however you want, and we'll watch you destroy yourself from the sidelines. That's not a good solution.
So how would we, and understand the concept, but what would it look like to do something in the city where these homeless encampments would not pop up, where we would deal with the root of the problem? And if that's the case, would we not then maybe become a mecca for homeless people to come in and have their problems dealt with?
Well, the way that they deal with homelessness in California is the way that we're dealing with it now. And it's a growing, exacerbating problem, and it's taking over the streets, right? That's where you're headed when you don't deal with the problem. Tommy, if you deal with the problem, homeless don't want to come. So when the root of the issue is dealt with, homeless men and women want to go places where there are no rules and where everything is provided for them on the street. If you're not allowed to get every need met on the street and all your bad behaviors enabled, then you will not change. And that's the real goal of the mission, is to walk someone through rescue, watch them recover, and then re-engage them back to what God created them, this life that he gave them to live well. And that's whether or not we agree on the mission's pathway to get there, the issue still is that has to be the solution for every single one of those people versus, hey, let's just leave them where they are, give them food stamps, give them a check at the beginning of every month so that they give that money to the drug dealer as they wait for an apartment. That's not resolving anyone's problems.
So before we go to the break, a text comes in and says apparently somebody drives around the city a lot. There's not just one encampment. There are many, and they're very visible. Claiborne around the Superdome, in St. Charles, Esplanade, and Decatur. So along those lines, can everybody in those camps be taken off of the street if they're dealt with, and I guess this kind of goes to the question I asked earlier, if they're dealt with in the way you believe, in the way the New Orleans Mission believes, or are you going to have some that don't want any discipline, they don't want to do what they're told, and they just want to live outside, and if that's the case, what do you do with them?
All right, so the majority of the men and women that are under the bridges that you're referring to don't want any rules. There's every year, Tommy, we see 3,000 people come through the doors of the New Orleans Mission that are homeless. On any given night right now, the city says there's somewhere around 1,500 homeless. So those are the ones that are visible. The other ones are seeking help. So the ones that you see on the street are often the ones that have the majority, 90%, have completely rebelled and said, I want no help. So what you have to do is pursue help for them and begin to deal with those encampments as you would an area or a neighborhood where there was an abundance of drugs and or women were being physically and sexually violated. You would go into those communities and you would root out the drugs and you would protect those women. That's what you have to be, is a lot more aggressive in love, of course, in rooting out those camps and dealing with what is taking place with people that say, I don't want rules. You need to start going, giving them rules and rooting out the behavior that is against the law. Since you can have a tent, well, you can't have a tent where you violate a woman's rights.
Hang on, David. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. David Bodner, Executive Director of the New Orleans Mission. I don't know if you've noticed, but it seems as though the home encampments are popping up all over the place, and it doesn't do the city any good, and I don't think it does the people that are living in them any good. And we had that text that said, you know what? They're all over the city. They're not just in one spot. They're popping up all over. If you've seen it, I'd like to hear from you at 260-1870. And what do you think about what David's saying as it relates to, I guess, tough love, as we're saying? 851, 9 before 9, traffic now, WWL. 855, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Hot today with a 60% chance for showers, but after talking to Dave Nussbaum, it seems as though it's going to be regular summertime rain, which is going to get it earlier. Somebody texted in again. There's not just one encampment. There are many. They're very visible. Claiborne around the Dome in St. Charles, Esplanade, Decatur, and I'm sure there are some in other areas. We're talking about homeless encampments. David Bodner, our guest, executive director of the New Orleans Mission. So, Dave, two things. First of all, tell me, what are the requirements of the New Orleans Mission as far as somebody getting help? And secondly, I know when it comes to losing weight, quitting smoking, what have you, if you don't want to do it, I don't think anybody can force you to do it. So That's right. A big hurdle that you have to overcome, and how do you do it?
So number one, the first question is, what does a person need to do to qualify for the New Orleans Mission? It's nothing. They just need to be able to breathe when they get to our door. They just need to be alive. No pre-qualifications, no race, gender, anything. So that hopefully resolves that question. You don't need a driver's license. You don't need any money. We're sponsored by individual donors, corporations, and foundations from around the city. So we get no government funding for our work. So, but it's free for everyone. So that's number one. Number two is the answer to the question in reference to what do you do when people just don't want to, just like you don't want to, if somebody doesn't want to lose weight. So I think that the analogy there, if somebody doesn't want to lose weight, eventually it's going to cause other problems and they have to go seek help. So what happens is if you meet every need, though, of a person under the bridge, and this is where we need the community to really be involved, right? I was listening to the TV the other day, and they said that people are becoming dehydrated and having to go into the hospitals to get hydration. Well, if we give the men and women under the bridge money, and we feed them, and we give them tents, we're providing an environment for them to not need to go seek what we would say the New Orleans mission is, help, right? They can get every need met under a bridge versus coming to the place where they have nothing. And when you have nothing, you seek out help from places that provide it for you. And then when the New Orleans mission sits down with you, we talk about what life can begin to look like if you stay with us in our one-year program. And so that's why whenever the city's done these great big cleanups, even though many people just migrate to a new camp, Tommy, we see one or two people stay with us. And those one or two people, their lives are changed in the year they're with us. And it's not the government putting them in an apartment and giving them a check. These people are becoming whole, and their lives are truly changing. They're working and becoming taxpayers. So we believe that that is a better answer.
I appreciate your time, David. I really do. Somebody wants to get involved with the New Orleans Mission, what do they do?
Go on to neworleansmission.org. They can volunteer, or they can hit the donate button and just support the work that God's doing through our organization 24/7.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. David Bodner, Executive Director of the New Orleans Mission. We're lighting up a little bit next hour. We'll talk about Dave Bartholomew. He passed away over the weekend at 100, so he had a nice run. But when it comes to New Orleans,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.